If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Seamus Toomey at Block Club Chicago has our extremely local news report of the day. Good morning, Seamus. We have an update on coronavirus testing in Illinois, don't we?
We do, Bob. Good morning. So the governor yesterday made an announcement I think people have been waiting for a while, particularly people with symptoms that are anxious to find out if, in fact, they have it and if they need to, take extra steps to stay away from family members and friends. Anyone with a symptom now is going to be allowed to go to one of these drive-through sites or be tested at hospitals that are doing these tests. Previously they had said you need to have symptoms with exposure that you can basically document, and they needed to be very severe symptoms. So they didn't have enough tests. They wanted to hold fast to the ones that they had to use for the very severe folks. But now the governor has tracked down enough of these tests. The state has ramped up. They've improved the way they can process these tests at state labs. And so now they're really opening this up to the larger population to go in. If you have A, if you have symptoms, and B, if you call ahead and warn these people that you are coming.
And more coming in the days ahead, right? More testing centers?
Right. They just opened a brand new one in Markham, and they plan to open some other ones around the state as well as around the Chicago area. There are a handful. The Roseland Community Hospital has a drive-through site. There's one in Norridge. Evanston Hospital has been doing some testing as well. So they're starting to ramp up. They do want you to track down these places and call. So don't misunderstand me, everybody, then start lining up for these places, because that's not going to work. But every day it gets a little better in terms of how many people they can test. They're trying to get to 10,000 a day. They're stuck at about 6,000 for the last week or so. But the governor was pretty optimistic that this is moving forward. It's going to get us closer to at least getting an idea of how many folks out there have it. Only about 1% of the population so far has even been tested. So it's a key cog in trying to get out of this.
Got it. All right, let's go over to Little Village. Pardon the pun, but there's more fallout from that demolition dust disaster. What's going on?
Yeah, this one just, it's been a week since that dust cloud descended on Little Village, and, it's still out there under the snow at this point. But, as you would expect, a lot of lawyers are running to the courthouse or however you do it when the courthouse is closed, electronically filing, for a couple reasons. One of the big reasons is they are trying to get this demolition stopped. They're asking judges to block the demolition, issue an injunction to end it. They're also asking for some money. They want people to be compensated for this. They want to force Hilco Partners, the developer on this project that led to the demolition of the smokestack that blanketed the neighborhood. They want them to release what air quality reports are out there. It's a lot of the stuff that Mayor Lightfoot has demanded as well, but a couple of different residents have hired lawyers to get a judge, to Cook County judge, to force Hilco to come up with some more documentation to stop the project, to clean their homes, to clean the neighborhood. It's not going to be just playing out on TV as a political hot potato, but it's going to end up in at least a couple courtrooms, probably in federal court eventually. So it isn't the last you're going to hear of that smokestack that really just sort of you know, fell on the neighborhood and really was a mess.
Yeah,
frankly, I mean, no one denies that. Not even the folks that did it.
It's become a front page story, hasn't it? And then in Uptown, a lot of people are wondering about the $200 million rehab of the Wilson Red Line station, and in particular, it's the building at 4620 North Broadway, right?
Right, and if your listeners have gone by this, this is the red. It's right underneath the red line at Wilson. It's the old train station that used to be there. It's a beautiful old building, about 100 years old. It's a Beaux-Arts design. It's got a clock. It's an Uptown station on it. It's really quite pretty, and it was partially renovated as part of the huge Wilson Avenue Red Line stop. And the plan was to craft a new grocery store for Uptown in there. It was going to be called the Chicago Market Co-op, and they've been working for years on this. We're about 6 years into this project of trying to raise the money to put this grocery store in there. But unfortunately, our reporter up there, Joe Ward, has been checking in with the president of this co-op, and he now says, hey, listen, we don't think we can make this building work. It's you know, because it's Broadway, and the L is there, there's some weird angles to it. It's tight. It's long, L-shaped. It's got, you know, some old designs from being a 100-year-old building. So they're really, you know, they're making signals that they want to pull out of this deal and find a different spot somewhere in Uptown to open. The CTA is desperately trying to hold on to them. This was going to be the anchor tenant for this project in this, you know, this beautiful building. They've got a 10-year lease, which is in question now, that was going to pay the CTA upwards of $2 million. So they say they're in negotiations now. They're trying to work it out. But, if it's truly an issue of they cannot put a grocery store in here effectively, I'm not sure, you know, any negotiations is going to figure out how to overcome some of the hurdles that have been there for 100 years.
Too bad. Well, hopefully they can work something out, because in Uptown they could certainly use another grocery store. Seamus Toomey, Block Club Chicago, extremely local news for Friday. Have a good weekend, sir.
Thanks, Bob. Have a good weekend. Take care.